Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go together into the inner place, into the holy of holy. Let's receive them.
Praise the Lord, this is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'd like to welcome you to the program today. I just wanted to encourage the brothers out there. I just wanted to reach out. It's 2020. Welcome to a new year. Welcome to an opportunity. Welcome to a new day. Amen. Let's open with prayer. Father God, we just say thank you right now, God. Father, we thank you for all that you've done, Lord God. We thank you for all that you've done in the last year, oh God. In the midst of everything that's been going on in the culture and the world, in our lives, and our families, and those in our church, and the body of Christ, in the secular world, in the culture, God, we say thank you. Look, God, you are in control. So, Father, we ask, oh God, that you continue to bless, cover the church, oh God, over your people, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, today that you would reach someone, that today would be the day of salvation in the soul, in the heart, in the mind of a man, that his eyes would be open, that his blinded eyes would be open, and that he would recognize your Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. And by faith, believe that he died for his sins, believing your word to be true. So, Father, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to guide and direct us. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your favor for covering us and keeping us. We thank you for healing today, Lord God. We thank you for those who comforted those, oh God, who have struggled in this last year with loss and tragedy, but yet they're still standing. Father, we thank you for your church today, oh God, that's being salt and light and speaking into the lives of people and continue to minister and encourage one another, oh God. So, Father, we just say thank you right now. We give you all glory, we give you all honor, oh God. We take nothing for granted, oh God. Every breath that we take, we say thank you. For every beat of our heart, we say thank you. For every thought, we say thank you. For every struggle, we say thank you. For every trial, we say thank you. So, Father, we ask, oh God, continue to bless us, cover us, encourage us, strengthen us, oh God, for what's ahead. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Well, brothers, this is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. It's 2021. We made it another calendar year. We flipped another 12 pages to another 12 months, and we're into 2021 in January. So we're starting out a brand new opportunity. Amen? Amen. But let me say this. Let me encourage you that know that God is in control. And I encourage every brother out there to draw near to God. Seek him. Trust him. Be encouraged. Encourage others around us. Even in the midst of our times of testing and struggle, encourage those around us. We never know who's leaning on us, who's seeking us, who needs us to say a word that they might keep going. Even in the midst of all that's going on, you know, trials and tribulations are nothing new. But in this life, we will be tested. But our faith is in God, and knowing that he is in control and it's an assurance of our salvation and our eternal destiny. Amen? And we all, and God has given us all purpose, given us vision, given us mission. So in these times of testing and trial, what has God called you to do? Where are you? Where does God want to use you? You're not just saved to be saved and say, I'm a Christian and walk around with a t-shirt. We are called to be salt and light and to minister to the lost, to encourage one another. The one another's in the Bible. There's loving one another, taking care of one another, being concerned for the lost, being concerned for the suffering. So where are we at in the church and where are we doing? Because we are the church. I just want today to come on and remind you of who you are in Christ Jesus. And also I want to encourage you as men of God that we are known by what we pursue. A man is known by what he pursues. So what are you pursuing? I'm going to be talking about that in a couple of broadcasts here to just encourage you. Again, this is encourage the brothers. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to justify. I'm not here to ridicule. I'm here to encourage you in the press end because things of life is happening. As a Christian man, we seek the wisdom of God. We seek his word. We seek guidance and direction by the Holy Spirit. And we comfort one another and we come alongside one another to be able to press in and continue to move forward as husbands, fathers, and sons, that we can be able to encourage it because we all go through the same things. As I always say, we have more in common than we are different. Amen? So I'm going to give a scripture right now for you to meditate on for the next couple of days until our next broadcast or just maybe your devotion for the day or whenever you're hearing this or get this link or whatever. 1 Timothy chapter number 6, verse 11 and 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. But ye, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness and godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold unto eternal life by which you are called, and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. You are known by what you pursue. And what are you pursuing? A man of God pursues. He pursues righteousness and godliness. We're going to be talking more about that later in upcoming broadcasts and other discussions we're going to be having. We're bringing some brothers on, and we're going to stretch and meditate that word and dissect that and go into it. But he pursues righteousness and godliness. And when faith, and then faith, which means confident trust in God for everything. This is the unwavering confidence, loyal to God's power, purpose, plan, and provision. He lives under God sovereignly, happily, gladly, joyfully, entrusting himself to God. No frustration, no forcing, no manipulation. Just trusting God. His life is then marked by love, the highest level of love, agape love, unrestricted love, unrestrained love toward God and toward man, toward our brothers and sisters. He is a man who loves God. He's a man who loves others. He's a man who is completely happy to trust the sovereignty and purposes of God. So no matter what's going on, we know that it's working out for our good. This is the man of God. And this is who you are, brothers. Remember who you are. I just want to remind you this morning to encourage you on. No matter what's going on, you know, we might be out of work, laid off, unemployment, job closings, even maybe sickness in your families. But get God, seek him, draw closer to him through prayer, encourage one another. And this is what I always talk about here, it's Christian Men's Talk, about having men in our circle that we can depend on, that we can go to, that will encourage us through the times of testing and trial. Because this life is not easy, and it's not easy, but it should not be any surprise that we're going to be tested. You know, so who's in your circle? Who's praying for you? Who's praying with you? And I encourage you today, reach out. Reach out to 5, 6 men. Reach out to 3 or 4 men. See where they are. Check on them. Check on a brother. You know, brothers, you know, sometimes we get in a funk, we get in a hole, we get in our cave, we get in our whatever. But we want to reach out and touch and encourage one another in this body of Christ because we are the body of Christ. Our common denominator is Jesus Christ and being filled with the Holy Spirit because we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. And that transparency and spiritual connection is what's going to get us through these times of testing. that we have someone to come along that can carry us in prayer, that can carry us in the natural. You know, if you need groceries, you need money, you need rent, you need to work the system to be able to take care of your bills and your finances, keep your family safe and whatever. There's resources out there, but we have to talk to one another and reach out and bother one another. That's in the temple realm for the church, for the deacons, elders. Reach out. Get some help. To do whatever. Again. And then, again, also on mission. Where man of God is known by what he pursues. Are we pursuing the lost? Are we pursuing evangelism? Are we pursuing to be the church, to show ourselves as the church, to show ourselves lovely to the unbeliever and those in need and those that we can help? Amen? So I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. It's Christian Men's Talk. I just wanted to spend a few time to encourage you, strengthen you. I'm praying for you. We're here. We're going to be 2020. Our schedule is the same. We're going to be doing we're going to be doing more and different things. We're going to be live on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Saturdays at 10 a.m. You can always call in at 646-668-2636 on Saturdays at 10 a.m. in 2021. So we're going to be live then. Or during the week, we're going to Mondays. And Mondays at 8 p.m., Thursdays at 8 p.m., we'll be dropping, going live. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, and if you hit the follow button, you can get notices when we go on live and also when we upload encouragement, talking points, or even new programs. We're going to be doing some interviews. We're going to be discussing some things. And we're going to bring a word of God and some wisdom that encourages us through these things. Because, again, God is in control. This is not a surprise to God. And we are called to be the church, even in the midst of this, to be the church, to be salt and light, and to reach the lost. Amen? So I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. Again, this has been Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm praying for you. I'm praying with you. Reach out and just continue to press into the things of God and be the man of God that God has called you to be. What are you pursuing? What are you pursuing? What are you known for? Are you known for what you flee from? Are you known by what you follow? And you known what you're fighting for? Join us as we continue in 21 to encourage you in the things of God. You are soldiers in Christ. Amen. God bless you. Continue to move forward in all that you are and all who you are. Amen.
The Second Epistle General of Peter. 2 Peter 1.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.